you put me in dry, but then I get wet. The longer I stay in, the stronger it will get. What am I?
A pad.
What the fuck? Hello, everybody. I'm Will.
Hi, this is Teresa.
And this is the Up Podcast. How was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty laid back. It was very short, though. I wish it could be longer.
Of course.
How was yours?
I was sick, but it was cool, though.
It was cool to be sick.
No, I'm getting over a cold, but the weekend was straight. I could complain. Spent time with some family. Didn't do too much. Gotcha. You ready to get into it?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay. So, as we know, there has been the ICE situation. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I think it's a very unfortunate thing. I do know some people are looking at it as, you know, it's the law and it's how things are supposed to go. And this, you know, Trump is doing what he's supposed to do. But I think a lot of us, a lot of black people, you know, we definitely don't look at it that way. We can see it for what it is. I think some white people do too. But I think some of them, you know, have that same hate in them that Trump does, and so they stand behind it.
I think it's sad, man. And not just like the rounding up of immigrants. I mean, I think it's sad altogether. I do believe that we are a nation of laws and rules, but I think when you have a president that is targeting a certain group of people, I think it's sad to watch kids being stripped away from their parents. And I don't know, man. I just can't agree with that. I don't think that we should be doing it like that. I know Obama was doing it when he was in office too, but I just think that the way it's being done now, it's almost being done just with pure hate.
Yeah.
Intentions.
And that video of the little girl crying.
Oh, I shed real tears.
Oh my gosh, like I cried so many times just watching the photos and the videos of these children, and it's sad.
The little girls, she said something that was real, like it just touched me. She was just like, you know, like we aren't doing anything wrong.
My dad's not a criminal.
Yeah, I just think that we're traumatizing like a generation of kids. Like, I don't know, man. It's sad to me. I just can't get behind it.
You know what bothered me the most about that video?
What's that?
They had a microphone in her face. Like, they were giving her...
Yeah, that bothered me too.
Like, they were giving her a chance to be heard, but... And she, in her mind, she probably thought she was pleading for somebody to give her back her dad or to give her, you know, that security again. But in actuality, the person that has the microphone in her face knows that they're not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything.
I think the news has a job to do. And a part of that job is getting raw and mixed emotions, you know, like, at the time of these things that are going on. I just think that it's weird for my job to be to stick a microphone in a kid's face when she just lost her parents. Not lost, but when her parents just got taken away by ICE. That to me, like, I don't know, man. Like, I think we should have some kind of moral ground when it comes to, like, those kind of events. I remember during the Houston flood, they stuck the microphone in a black woman's face, and like she went off. She was like, you know, how do you think I'm doing? Like, my house is gone. You know what I'm saying? I just think like in certain situations, you almost gotta ease back on, like,
yeah.
I don't know. I know, I understand reporting the news, but man, I thought about that too. Like, why would you stick that microphone in that little girl's face at that time, in that moment?
Definitely crazy. And it makes me, I don't know, I just go back to the whole thing with the guy in Texas that shot up the Walmart with all the Hispanics. I mean, it's just, it makes you wonder, like, is it really about laws or is it really about what he said and his thing that he typed up concerning.
I didn't read it. What did he say?
He pretty much stated that he felt that by so many Hispanics coming into the U.S. that they would take majority of the Democratic vote. So basically they would outvote the Republicans. Also, he talked on race mixing and he's not for it because he said it doesn't leave diversity as far as races. So basically, again, I took this as he's saying that the white race is being diminished, pretty much.
I mean, he has a point.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think he has the right.
Oh, no, he never doesn't have the right. I think white dominance coming to an end is like real. Like, that's real fear for white people. Like, they really are scared of not being in control and not being the majority. I think when you have a president who plays on that fear, like, it just makes it worse. People are just, white men and white women, because I've seen some nasty videos of white women doing some nasty stuff too. I think that he plays on their fear, and he's giving them almost this cockiness of, like, I can do what I want and say what I want. So these young white kids, you know what I'm saying, like, they are doing these things almost like for him, like, taking that hate that he spews and going out and doing these horrific crimes to, I don't know, almost like be in cahoots with him. And then he comes back around and says that he's not for mass shootings and this needs to be changed, but you're also like inciting these things, so it's crazy to me.
But even with that, I don't really see him really saying much. It seems like he's saying what he needs to say at the time.
Of course.
Like, it doesn't come off as genuine. I think deep down he doesn't care. I feel like he has a platform where he can come out. He should have done a national broadcast, like just stopped everything and just really had something to say about it. Talk to your followers, like, let them know this is not cool.
But hey, I don't think Trump can toe that line though. That line is long gone crossed. Trump has already crossed over to damn near white supremacy. Like, he plays on that, so he can't come out and just say what you guys are doing is wrong and I don't believe in this. That's why all of his things are just very generic statements, like, together we gotta get better as a nation, or I won't stand for this.
I mean, so do you think that plays into, you know, him feeling like he had to help ASAP Rocky?
That to me was all gimmicks. I think any chance Trump gets to gain a black vote, he gonna do it. I think if we give him the platform to be on BET, he gonna do that shit too. I just think that ASAP Rocky shit was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, and then once, you know, he came out, he ended up, ASAP Rocky that is, got out, and he ended up back with Kendall. So it's like,
Kendall
Jenner. So it's kind of like, you know, you're pretty much, you did a favor for Kim and Kanye, pretty much, for her sister. So it wasn't, and that's a whole nother thing in itself, because I feel like they're a whole, they're playing something. They're just trying to work on gaining something for each other, whatever that may be. Trump the black vote.
There's nothing that I would put past a Kardashian or a Jenner.
Yeah.
Or at this point, a Kanye West.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
That's that on that.
So, yeah. ISIS screwed up. I don't like it. And
I'm actually, I want to see what happens now that they raided that factory in, where was it? Mississippi?
Yes, it was Mississippi.
So now that all those jobs are gone, I want to see who goes applies for those jobs, because you keep on running with this narrative that they're taking all the jobs and blah, blah. Well, now you got 200 job openings. Who go apply for them?
Right. Yeah, and they always say the Hispanics take the jobs that don't nobody else want to do. So we shall see. So, on a more lighter note.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So we're going to get into one of my faves, Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion.
Did you enjoy the song?
I'm listening to it. I'm starting to like it a little bit more.
The more you play it, the more it grows on you.
Yeah. I wasn't for $ being on the song at first, because I'm like, why is a man on this song and why is he singing? I felt like it should have been a straight rap track. Like,
I read it was I don't know how true it is, but I read like the label would put it out without him.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I don't know. I think they just needed a big audience, or I don't know. I'm not opposed to Ty being on the song.
I mean, I'm not either. I think they could have done another song together. I don't think that was the song. I don't think that was, even though it's growing on me a little bit, I still don't think that was the song that he should have been on.
I agree.
I think it should be a hot girl summer song. Yeah. I think she should have been reached out to Nicki, or had her people reach out to Nicki and get her on the song, or any other female artist.
How do you feel about people saying like their friendship is fake or forced?
I think, and this is just me going off of my own type of personality and how I deal with females, I think Nicki is the type of person that gravitates towards people that seem genuine to her. People that are not automatically disliking her because of where they may think she is or her status or whatever. People that appreciate her art and who she is as an artist. So I get it. And Megan is somebody that really came in the game, and she gives respect to whoever she likes. And I don't think, even with Megan, because some people may look at her and think she's being a kiss ass. But I mean, I feel like I think she's genuine.
I don't know about a kiss ass. I think that I think Megan got it right. I think Nicki Minaj, for a moment, was kind of being like looked over and disrespected by these up and coming rappers, female rappers. I think
yeah, there was a Nicki hate train.
Yeah.
And I respect that about Meg. I do.
I think Meg got it right. I think the song is dope. Of course, I think Nicki verse was like the top moment of the song. But Meg came with it, though. I think the song should have dropped earlier this summer.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, they didn't really get a chance to like really talk and I guess get that together until they did that live. So that kind of helped put that in motion, because she wasn't even supposed to be on the song.
Well,
so,
that's true. I guess better late than never. But
yeah, I think
if that song dropped like at the top of the summer, like at the beginning of the summer, it would have blew up like big time.
Yeah.
I think we're moving into booed up season. Everybody
now,
looking
how
fun.
Do you think the video is going to be? Because I'm looking, you know, at the lives that they did, and I'm thinking Lala's in the video, maybe some other females.
For me, as a man,
oh my god,
as a man, it would be dope to see all of these black women that we know of.
Look, I thought you were about to say something else. But I'm getting ahead.
There. I think it'll be dope to see all these black women that we know of, like, on a yacht or across seas in, like, Jamaica or some shit, just whopping ass everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Half naked. Because I think, like, the City Girls had a video where, like, they had, like, a twerk fest. And to me, like...
Is that the video with, now see, don't laugh at me now, okay?
No, go ahead.
Don't laugh. But I don't keep up with the rap of this today. I'm trying to get into it. So, is that the video that included Cardi B?
It might have been. I might have seen the girls fan. I just saw the video of all the girls just shaking their ass everywhere and twerking. I think that video was... That video smelled like corn chips and like...
Corn chips?
Old sweet tea and just...
Corn chips don't smell too good.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes?
Burnt weave. I think...
Where are you going with this? Because I'm not getting a good vibe.
I want the Nicki and Meg video to mirror that video, but with a bunch of...
more like... Hawaii with, breeze?
No. With a bunch of women that we know, like Lala, Jordan Woods. I saw a couple of female rappers on set. I hope it's like a classy, ratchet kind of, you
classy,
know.
Classy, ratchet. Clatchet.
Kind of thing. Clatchet. Yeah. Gotcha. People who we actually want to see living life and being free and whopping ass everywhere. Oh, I mean, gosh. I know me.
Him and his whopping ass.
I wouldn't mind seeing Lala just having fun, letting loose, doing that thing.
I can't see Lala dancing, but okay. Gotcha.
I can't see it, but I want to see it.
You know who I would like to see in the video?
Who that?
Sweetie.
Why?
Sweetie gets a lot of flack. The girl said she wanted to have an icy girl winter. And everybody gave her slack. I like Sweetie. Sweetie.
Why?
I don't know. It's just, I guess it's her personality. She has a fun personality. And I think she's really pretty. I like Sweetie.
I don't keep up with Sweetie. I don't even know that one song she has. I don't follow her on like any social platform. But
I did start following her on Instagram.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
I did. Because you know what it was? I was sitting around my coworkers and they always talking about Cardi, Cardi, Cardi. And I can't really get into Cardi, you know. But I do tend to, I try to, you know, I was like, well, let me see what her label mate is doing, what she's up to, and see how she sounds. So I listened to a few songs. I like maybe 3 songs on her CD. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give Sweetie a little chance.
I think... At first, I didn't want to see Nicki and Cardi, like, being any kind of fences, but I think it would just be a dope moment if, arguably the 2 top women in rap right now is Nicki and Cardi. I think it would be dope if they come together for some kind of video or a spoof or anything at this moment. I remember when Drake and Chris Brown was, like, in the middle of their beef. And Drake hosted the ESPYs, and he had Chris Brown in like a spoof video for the ESPYs. Even though they were still beefing at the time, I think it'll be dope for Nicki and Cardi to just put whatever they got aside and come together.
And I'm sitting over here looking like,
I go back and forth on it. I think they both are problematic.
I think the pettiness should end. I think. They should just, you know, do whatever, do them. But I don't need to see a fake get together and let's squash this for the camera type thing. Like, I'm not for it. I feel like they should just go on ahead and do their own thing, but no shade to each other.
Cardi and Nicki remind me of the 2 people in school who hate each other while they're in school. But out of school, they finally get to know each other, and they're going to be cool, like, forever. Like, I don't know. I just think they have more in common than they do.
I don't think they have a lot in common. I really don't.
I do in like a little sister, big sister way. I think we forget that like Nicki Minaj is almost 40. And Cardi B is,
watch it. Because she's not that much older than me.
I mean, I ain't say she was old. I just said she almost 40.
I am not almost 40. So we're not going to go
Cardi
there.
Is younger 20s. I think they'll probably have a nice little big sister, little sister. I don't know. That's dead. But the Nicki is big, so I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not completely sold on Megan yet, but I like her vibe.
Megan has to get different styles of rap. She raps the same on every song. And it's getting old fast. But I want to see her win, though.
I do. And you know what? And that's exactly how I was when Cardi came out. I was happy for Cardi.
Yeah, I still want to see Cardi win. I just think...
But I can say I do think Cardi's a little overrated. But
That's a fact.
But I was happy that she made it. So I won't completely down it. I'm happy for anybody that make it.
Facts.
I'm not gonna hate on anybody making it, so. But hey. Yeah. So the next thing that we were gonna discuss was Rick Ross's album.
My dog dropped an album that is so cold. Top to bottom. I know you're not a big Rick Ross fan, but
we're still Ricky.
It's a good album, man. Rick Ross came. His last couple of albums weren't that good. They all just felt kind of repetitive, like he was almost forcing out work.
That's what I was gonna ask. So this one is a little different.
This one reminds me of his second album. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it gave me old Rick Ross vibes. I love it. I've been playing it since it dropped Friday. Port of Miami 2 is hard, man. I wish he would have waited and like dropped it like when it was cold. That's the kind of vibe it got, like, you know.
Cadillac music.
Definitely like your car.
Look, he said Maybach, so.
Yeah, same thing. Luxury, you know, Cadillac for black folks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I love the album. I give it about a 4.5. I think he had a couple of songs on there that were kind of gimmicky, but I know how that goes. That's just label stuff, but I love the album.
Gotcha.
What's next?
So, the next thing we have is the Krispy Kreme delivery.
Oh, I can't wait.
So, you know, our store is closed here. So.
Have they did anything as far as renovating it?
No. From what I'm hearing, they haven't even started any renovations whatsoever.
Man.
So, the whole delivery thing would be a little interesting. How do you think that would go? Do you think the donuts would be fresh? I'm pretty sure they have some kind
of... They gotta have some kind of pocket thing like Domino's be having when they deliver where your pizza stay hot while they driving or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how delivery would work for donuts. Maybe you gotta order like more than one dozen. I don't see them bringing you a dozen or bringing you six.
Right.
Because you want some donuts. I think it's gonna like drive the price up too. They were already toward the line of like kind of expensive for some donuts. But I'm paying whatever for a donut, especially for this Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. So I'm not really, I mean, I like Krispy Kreme.
Don't say that.
I do.
Don't say
I
it
do.
Like that.
I do. But, you know, the store was always so far. Like, it's like, do I really want to drive way over there to get some donuts or can I just go to Mary Lee? So,
Mary Lee donuts be thick as fuck. You gotta get them when they extra hot. They like stiffened up and get like hard when they get cold. Man, Krispy Kreme, man.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme. But I do want to see what the delivery going to be like, because I get frustrated with like Uber Eats and like Waiter sometimes, because they keep all the good restaurants like in a certain area to where like their drivers don't deliver to
I mean that's certain just like areas, with North Baton Rouge. They don't deliver everywhere.
That shit to me is aggravating because I live in North Baton Rouge, but I live in a good neighborhood, mostly older people. But like the only thing I could get delivered to me for Uber Eats or like a Waiter is like bullshit, like hooked up seafood, like that kind of shit. Shit that I don't want.
Yeah.
So hopefully Krispy Kreme will get it right and come through the hood, man. Anybody gonna do you nothing?
Yeah, it's just delivery. So, Missy Elliott.
Video Vanguard Award. I think it's overdue. I'm not even a big Missy Elliott fan, but her videos used to go off, so I can remember, like...
And this is the Michael Jackson...
Video Vanguard Award?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I think she deserves it. I think Missy Elliott probably, like, number two on the list under Michael Jackson when it comes to making the videos.
So, like, Slate.com.
What is that?
Their title says, don't just give Missy Elliott the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Rename it after her.
That's tough. shit. That's tough. Mike videos were special, man. I don't think they'll ever do that. But as far as being like an innovator and like different, man, Missy Elliott videos, I can name a few off just off rip. The Hot Boys video, the I Can't Stand the Rain video, the Minuteman video,
Work It,
whatever that is, that video. That's the one where she like she said her name backwards or something.
She wasn't saying her name backwards. She was saying a sentence backwards.
That's the one with the white girl was dancing in the video. Yeah man, Missy Elliott videos used to slap. I remember like coming home still being in my uniform watching Missy Elliott videos.
Not only that, like some of the stuff she did with other artists like Ciara. We have, what was it? Was it 702? She did a song with, it was a while ago.
Yeah, you out of my element.
So
that.
Yeah, she had a lot of hits, and definitely I don't know anybody else that does videos like Michael Jackson, but I mean she comes close.
Yeah, I think she's number two. Like I think she right up there. They ought to name it the Michael Elliott, man, or the Missy Jackson,
Michael Elliott.
Like something like that, because I think they're like 1A
Missy and Jackson. 1B.
The only thing that keep like Michael Jackson like at the top for me is that like his videos touch people like, like worldwide.
Like those videos, Earth Song, yeah. Black and White.
They don't care about us video. That shit was epic.
1A
and 1B, definitely for me. And I'm being honest with you. I'm not a huge Missy Elliott fan when it comes to music. There's not one Missy Elliott song that I just have to hear. Like,
oh, let me tell you. Back in the day, Missy Elliott, Timbaland, Magoo, Aaliyah,
I fucks with
Genuine, Playa. I loved all of them. Tweet.
Oh, yeah. They Camp was cold. I think Missy Elliott don't get enough credit for producing either. But as far as like her music, I don't have to hear Missy Elliott. So
yeah, they were definitely, I like that they were different.
Yeah,
and they did things on their own terms. And I also liked how when they brought in Aaliyah and completely like revamped her style, but it still seemed like it was genuinely her.
I agree. I think that whole little crew, it's weird to me to like look at all those people and realize that Devontae from Jonas had all of them under his wing and like did nothing with them. That is crazy to me. Like, my boy, you could have been rich, rich. Stupid rich. But.
Yeah, it was 702. And the song was Beat Me. I remember it. And then she was also on.
I'm glad you do, because
she was also on their song Stilo.
What is that?
So that was a song by 702. She was on their song Stilo. So yeah, Missy has been around for a long time.
Oh, a long
time. That was back in 1996. I was in the sixth grade. So yeah.
You prefer finger wave Missy or skinny Missy?
I'm gonna say finger wave Missy, but I do like the skinnier Missy as well. But
yo, what was the chick? I can't think of her name. She had a song with Missy too that was pretty dope. I'm proud of
not Tweet.
No, not Tweet. She was before Tweet. Like she was singing too. Nicole Ray.
Okay. Yeah. Nicole Ray.
She was dope too.
Trying to remember what was the name of Nicole's song.
Nicole. Google.
She had
Make It Hot.
Okay. Yeah. I remember it now. Now that I'm looking at the cover.
Yeah.
I remember that. She sung on All in My Grill.
Yeah, she did.
Yep, she did.
Oh, the Get Your Freak On video, too. That shit was epic.
Yeah.
That shit was epic.
So, yeah, it's definitely well-deserved. So, congrats.
She should have been had it. Who got it last year? Like, J-Lo or somebody?
I don't know. Now, this is the thing. So, with J-Lo.
No. Not over Missy.
I like J-Lo. I love J-Lo. I feel like, as an artist, if you don't have the best voice, you have to be a damn good dancer. You have to be a good entertainer, period.
But here's why Missy Elliott was so great. J-Lo had the look. She was a dancer. Missy Elliott, by, you know, all standards, was like the outcast. She was heavyset, black girl, short hair, and her videos used to slap, like, Buku style, Buku different. Yeah, J-Lo, nobody should have got an award over Missy Elliott as far as videos go.
So, yeah, you were right. Jennifer Lopez did receive it. So, other stars that have received it has been Rihanna, Beyonce, Britney Spears.
And I'm a Beyonce fan. I don't think she should have got it before Missy.
We're not going to have any Beyonce slander.
No, I fuss with Beyonce. The long way. Beyonce
deserved.
When it comes to videos.
She deserved
Missy
it.
Missy Elliott.
I think Missy deserves it as well. But
what video was there with
Missy? We're not going to say Beyonce.
Missy Elliott was dancing with the bald head.
Didn't need it.
Man, come on, man.
We're not going to say that.
I didn't say that. I said that over Missy Elliott.
I mean, but they weren't in a competition together. So it was like, you know, they just gave it to
if there's a pot of people that I can choose from for just creative and just top-notch videos, I'm not choosing Beyonce.
So we're gonna look at this list that they have. Go ahead. We have Pink.
No.
Rihanna.
No.
Kanye West.
No.
So I'm going backwards. So this is from 2017 on up. So Pink was 2017. Rihanna was 2016. Kanye was 2015. 2014 was Beyonce. 2013, no. Justin Timberlake.
Now, he should be third.
So you think Justin should have gotten it over Beyonce?
Yeah. Most of Beyonce videos at first were just regular Hype Williams. Regular videos of. I can't really look at a video that was like. I can't name a video from Beyonce that was top notch.
So, okay. But 2011, we had Britney Spears.
She definitely deserved it, too. Britney Spears used to get down to the videos. I'm being for real.
I like the Toxic video, so we're going to be honest. And I'm going to represent for the Louisiana chick.
Give me a Beyonce video that was, besides Who Run the Real, that was a dope video to me.
Crazy in Love.
But all of her videos are just like...
We also had, what's the name of that song when she's doing like the little African dancing and Jay-Z is there and they have all the... She's saying the hi-hats, drums, and bass and all of that. What was that song? What's the name of the song?
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. We have...
But all those videos Baby look alike
Boy.
To me.
We have Baby Boy with Sean Paul.
All of Beyonce's videos are just, like, different, like, stills of her just doing stuff and singing. Like, and not really, like, over-the-top videos. Man, Missy Elliott videos used to be crazy.
So, we're going to go back to the year I was born. We had David Bowie. I don't really remember anything from David Bowie, but okay.
I don't know who that is.
And
I almost want to ask you what year you was born, but I ain't going to do it.
84. Then we have Madonna in 86. Now, Madonna had some epic-ass videos. I remember Madonna videos. I was only 2 years old, but I was still seeing Madonna videos, even some older ones, and I liked her videos. So, yeah, she definitely deserved it.
I can't even name you a Madonna song.
You know, I'm not picturing this video, but the first song that popped in my head was Like a Virgin. But yeah, so.
But that'll make
she
make
had
me itch.
One. She had one where she like pretty much depicted a black Jesus in her video, but it's like she was kind of playing like a Mary Magdalene, I think. Yeah, it was kind of. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that video.
Yeah, you gotta be on that.
So, then you have Michael, 1988. Janet won in 1990.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
The screen video alone was.
Yeah.
Should've got her that.
But I mean, that came in like early 2000s, didn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that came out in the 90s. I don't think.
The screen video was dope. I could name a lot of videos that was dope. The was that her and Busta Rhymes in that video
yes.
together? That
yes.
video was dope. Yeah. Anyway, Missy Elliott deserved this award by a long shot. This award is 15 years overdue.
Yeah, I can agree, I guess.
What you got next?
So... The next thing we have is Serena and her injury.
Also broke my heart to watch her have to forfeit or next year retire the match. But yeah. Oh, we cutting up. I think Serena is one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Men, I mean, she is.
Men or women. And to see her play tennis while she was pregnant, to see her come back from her pregnancy early and play tennis, to see them, like, make rules against her, treat her differently, to see her overcome all of those things. And for, I think it was a back injury.
Yeah.
To, I just pray like she can shake this shit and come back. I just hated to see that happen to her, and I think it was real classy in the way that her opponent went over to her.
I wanted to know what was the conversation. I wanted to hear.
I couldn't really hear, but it sounded like the chick was saying. She's had the same injury, or I think she had a back injury or something like that. I don't know, but I think it was dope, man, to see to put your competitiveness aside and be able to be there for another woman was kind of dope to me. Because I know some people who can't... What is that?
So, I had to look up to see. what year the Scream song came out.
And you said 2000?
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, it was like in 1995. It don't seem like it was that
if you old. Watch that video right now, it'll probably look like it was shot last year. That's video is ahead of its time. Like,
I mean, I know it's kind of old, but I didn't expect it to be that old.
That video is, man, Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson were ahead of their times. But back to Serena.
Yeah.
I think it's dope to see people, like, get out of themselves and be there for other people.
Yeah.
I wish her a speedy recovery, though.
Yep. Get better,
Serena. Is that it for...
That concludes
our pop culture segment?
Yes.
Alright, so let's get into our main topic segment.
Okay.
You know, it's back to school time.
Yeah.
All the kids are going back to school. So I thought we could do a main topic on our back to school moments. What was your favorite back to school moment growing up?
Man, so, okay. When I was in elementary, we did wear uniforms. But by the time I got into middle and high school, we did not wear uniforms. And I was so excited. I used to be excited about just getting stuff to wear for school. Like,
I think I was the only kid that was excited about wearing uniforms.
Well, I enjoyed the freedom of, you know, getting to choose what I wanted to wear, have my own little style and stuff like that. I was you know what was the crazy thing? And a lot of people might not believe it, but I was like something of a girly tomboy. Like, I was very girly. Like, I got my nails done, got my hair done.
For school?
Mm-hmm.
Like every other week or just...
Not every other week.
For the beginning of school?
No, throughout the school year, but it would probably be like my nails stayed done for sure. But I got to a point to where I started doing my own hair, so I didn't have to worry about bothering my mom about, hey, can I go get my hair done?
I can remember, I think uniforms came into, like, everybody at the well, I think my fifth grade year. And I can remember parents, like rejoicing in the fact that, like, the kids got to wear a uniform. Because now all you got to do is buy... Four shirts, four pair of pants, maybe five. Two shorts.
Yeah, 5 days in a week.
Who?
You need five.
Golock, which is my mama, was buying your four. you better wash them shits.
I wash on weekends, like with my daughter, five. We're gonna get five tops, five bottoms. Wintertime come, we're gonna do the same.
What was your favorite year of going back to school? Like, what year do you look back on the most was like, God, I love that year of school?
I would say my high school years. I went to the best high school ever.
What was your favorite year? Year.
We don't need to talk years, okay? I didn't already put my age out there. I'm not going to keep
saying, was it 10th grade, 11th grade, 9th grade, 12th grade?
My favorite... years, I guess, would be my junior and senior year.
That's dope. Do you remember your first day? Those first couple of days of those of that year. Think back.
Oh, you got jokes. I not necessarily the first days. No. I just remember like different events. Like, we had our games. Our dancing, we had May night. It was like going to McKinley was just like the best thing ever. Like, people be hating on McKinley, but I'm just telling you, it's like, if you ain't go to McKinley, where the hell did you go? So
you can always tell people who went to McKinley. That McKinley blue is a tradition in itself.
That McKinley blue is everything. They trying to turn it to Nipsey Blue. We don't mind though. We'll share.
That is Nipsey Blue, and it's we'll gonna share. Be Nipsey Blue. I think I actually love people who went to McKinley to see the pride that they care for their school. Is it's refreshing. I think it's one of the oldest black schools in
it is Louisiana. The oldest. Or it Baton Rouge. Is the oldest.
It is. Correct me.
Yes.
What do you? I want to say. Looking back, what was like the highlight of like getting ready to go back to school for you?
I was kind of a nerd, not really, but I enjoyed like schoolwork. Like I really did. And it's funny because my daughter kind of the opposite, but she don't like to do schoolwork. I love schoolwork, but I definitely like going back to school because of, you know, just getting in there, learning and talking to friends and just getting that whole experience. Which kind of, it kept me away from Southern University. I'm not going to even lie to you because I'm like, you know what? I said, it's just like a bigger version of McKinley. So I'm just like, no, I'm not going to concentrate. I said, I'm going to end up going there and messing up. So I went a completely different route.
Man, my favorite, thinking back, my favorite school year, it's probably a mix between my 6th grade year and my 8th grade year. 6th grade year was, I was so ready to get out of elementary school. I thought I was going to be grown in middle school, 6th grade, the girls was going to be better. I get to play sports for the
You
for
said
the
girls school. Was going to be better. What you mean better?
Every 5th grade boy just thinks that when you get to middle school, the girls are going to be, they're going to have bigger boobies. And
oh, my
you get
gosh.
The date. Oh, man.
Oh,
I don't
my
know. I don't
gosh.
Know any middle school boy who or any 5th grade kid who just looks at middle school like, oh, I can't wait to get to the middle school with all the older girls. my 6th grade year. I couldn't wait. My cousin and my sister was already at a stripper middle. I knew a couple of guys from like a summer camp that was going to be there. I couldn't wait my 6th grade year. My 8th grade year, I couldn't wait because I finally got to be like, you know, we were finally the big dogs on campus. I had got used to middle school, had been there two years, so I think those 2 years, my 6th grade and my 8th grade year, were like the best school years I ever had. High school was tragic.
Why?
I think I made a decision in high school that probably changed my whole life. But
okay,
before I say
like
that, what was your worst? What was your worst back to school moment?
My worst back to school what?
Moment.
I can't say I had a worst back to school moment. Well, I did. When I first started 9th grade. I had just lost my grandmother and
ooh, get deep on this.
Yeah, so I lost my grandmother to breast cancer and I was getting ready to start 9th grade and I was not in my right mind at all. I went to school and this is the crazy thing. So like, you know, I just said I love school, I loved school work, I made good grades and something happened with, you know, I'm like my grandmother not here. I'm starting high school. I ain't got her to talk to. So I just didn't care about shit. I didn't care about nothing. So I got my first progress report.
Whew. Trash.
Let me tell you, when I seen that progress report, I was like, oh no, that woke me up. And I was like, you know what? Okay, time to get to these books.
You the older child? No, you got a brother,
no,
right?
No, I have a brother and a sister.
How old are
you? I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest?
Yeah.
I could never hide my progress reports because I had a sister who was excellent in school. My sister in middle school and high school was like a bookworm too, like a nerd. Just loved being in her books. So we're the total opposite. I was okay in school. I wasn't bad. I wasn't great. I was just okay. I used to try to hide my progress reports. Here I has come running trying to get hers to my parents. So it was the old
that child.
That's the worst. I think my worst back to school moment. I don't think I have a worst back to school moment. I used to always hate like going shoe shopping with my parents.
Oh my, yeah.
I wish we had like the internet and that kind of shit back then, because being able to order freely off the internet back then, because I would have chose that over shoe shopping at Cartana Mall at the
Cartana Mall at that time,
man. Like, I don't know if you know, but like, shoe shopping at the last minute in Quartana Mall used to be like a free fall. Like,
yeah,
it was so packed. I hate being in crowded places, and like my parents used to wait till like the day before school, or like that weekend before school, to go shopping for shoes.
Yeah,
then when you get in the mall, it's like my dad was notorious for being like, this the amount of pair I'm not going over. So you bring him a shoe, he got to approve the shoe. I don't like that one.
I'm that parent. Oh, I'm sorry. I am. I'm like, if I don't like it, I'm probably not going to pay for it. Like, we have to come to an agreement on it. I'm sorry.
What do the shoes have to do with you? You don't wear them.
I mean, I just want you to look nice. I'm not about to buy you nothing that I don't think is cute.
Man.
So, yeah, me and Hayden butt heads on that, so, yeah.
My daughter had a pair of shoes that her grandmother bought that was some Skechers, and I hated them goddamn Skechers, but she loved them. She used to always say, it feels like I'm walking on clouds. I hated those damn shoes. But I think my daughter gets like, I show her a couple of shoes that I like, and she picked from those.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's compromise. I compromise.
But I tell her, like, I can't have you out here looking low in a kind of way. But now she's at a point where, like our styles as far as shoes are kind of similar as far as, like, colors and Nikes and the other day, I was kind of proud. She came up to me, and she was like, I want some Air Max. I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I want some more Air Max. I said, all right, cool. I was a proud dad. Because if she would have said some Skechers, she got some Cortezes for her grandmother, too. They was on sale for like $45, and she hated them. And I was like, yes, that's my baby. But yeah, I hated going shoe shopping with my parents, especially back to school shoe shopping with all those people everywhere. My dad being my dad, you would try to sneak over a shoe to my mom, but she would always be like, "Go ask your dad." The shoe was the worst, but I love it. I wish I was still able to, like, do, like, back-to-school stuff. Like, put me back in, like, 8th, 9th grade,
I'll do high school over.
No middle school?
Nah.
Eighth, ninth grade, I could do over.
All the fun happened for me in high school, so.
Oh, I bet.
Nothing like that.
Oh, I bet. I didn't hear stories about McKinley.
Hey.
And the girls at McKinley.
Hey.
So,
half of what you hear.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, no, that's pretty much it for today.
Well, guys, that's episode one of the Up Podcast. About time.
Hey.
Jesus.
We literally had one, and somebody was like, no.
The one we had was ass. It was trash. It was shit.
Not on my part.
It was so bad.
I did great.
But we have one of.
And hopefully it sticks.
Episode one, you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
See you next time.
Peace.